before we get into what the Assembly did, I want to talk about what they didn't do. The Assembly did not give final approval to a 15% electric rate increase that would have kicked in April 1st. Now, the city is under major deadline pressure to raise rates in Sitka. By July 1st, the annual bond payment for the Blue Lake Dam is due, but the city is far below what it needs to meet it. The finance department estimates the deficit somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million. Assemblymember Kevin Knox says defaulting on the payment or filing for bankruptcy is not an option.
That would be devastating here. We cannot, at this point, view that as an option.
So the city's solution is to charge customers more. Sitka's electric department calculated that a 15% rate hike would make up the difference. Their proposed ordinance also eliminates the tiered rate structure. So no matter how much energy a customer uses, they'd be charged the same rate. But three assembly members disapproved of the ordinance as written. Tristan Gavon was one of them, and here's why. In the past 2 years, the assembly has subsidized the electric fund with $3.5 million from the general fund to keep rates low for all. Gavon thinks that's unfair.
If I don't get a subsidy, it means I cut back on going out to dinner, or, you know, I don't take my vacation. I eliminate some of those wants. But some people don't have that flexibility.
He wants the assembly to hold off on raising rates until they can create a needs-based subsidy program for low-income Sitkins.
I think that's, you know, a value that's been really important to this community since time immemorial, holding one another up. And that's what I see this assistance program as.
So that was Gavon's sticking point, that the rate structure in Sitka is inequitable. And on the other side of the table, Assemblyman Aaron Bean thought the rates too high to begin with. He wants the Assembly to invite the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to perform an audit of the Energy Department and suggest a rate for Sitka.
If they hand down a rate, they ensure that it's reasonable, affordable, and not discriminatory in nature. You can't treat one user group different than the other.
Aaron Swanson also liked the idea of involving the state before raising rates again.
I think that we have raised our rates so high that people are starting to switch to alternative heating sources. And once they switch to those alternative heating sources, they're not switching back to electric.
Which is how Swanson, Bean, and Gavon all oppose the 15% rate hike on the principle of fairness, but with very different solutions for resolving it. When the time came to vote, they all said,
no.
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 While Assemblyman Kevin Knox voted yes. Stephen Eisenbeiss and Bob Petruski, the other two members, were absent. And when his turn came, Mayor Matthew Hunter voted with the no majority, and in doing so, asked for the ordinance to be reconsidered at the Assembly's next meeting on April 11th, which means electric rates remain fixed in Sitka, at least for now. But the bond payment for the Blue Lake Dam will need to be paid somehow, and the clock is ticking. Here's Hunter.
If we don't pass this because of principle or because of other options we wish to look at that may take months to actually enforce, we're going to find ourselves with our hands tied, no money in the bank, and still having to raise rates anyway.
But the Assembly did pass something last night. Starting October 1st, Sitka's electric rates will change with the seasons. Residential customers will pay 19 cents per kilowatt hour in the summer and 12 cents per kilowatt hour in the winter. Small commercial users and boat slips qualify, while large commercial users and government facilities do not. Knox defended the measure as a chance to soften rates when temperatures are coldest and encourage people to stay with electric energy throughout the year rather than go to diesel or wood stoves.
It will discourage people from switching over to other alternatives, or at least the alternatives won't be as enticing.
This ordinance passed 4-1, with Bean voting against. But the first ordinance, that immediate rate hike, is in limbo for 2 weeks. Utility Director Brian Bertacci says this creates a bit of a problem.
Every 2 weeks delay between assembly meetings is about $75,000 to $100,000 that we're not collecting from the ratepayers, for better or for worse.
So let's say the ordinance doesn't pass and there's no rate increase at all this spring. The electric fund will be short yet again by $450,000 in FY18, Bertacci estimates. The hamster wheel that is the electric fund deficit could just continue unless the assembly does something soon. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.